Kevin, at last night's St. Mary's City Council meeting, it was our last council meeting of 2025, and brought before council was 14 ordinances and two resolutions. And of course, we started things off with an individual has a business downtown, was concerned about some things down with downtown parking. And so she asked if a streets and sidewalks committee could gather to discuss some of those parking issues in downtown. So they'll look at that and possibly schedule that after the first of the year. So we moving on to our ordinances, we had six third readings that all passed. And so we've gone over these in the past, but I'll highlight some of them. We had an emergency ordinance setting forth the wages and benefits of the fire chief and other fire department employees not represented by the collective bargaining agreement. We had an emergency ordinance providing for wages and benefits for the City of St. Mary's supervisory personnel and non-represented employees. And of course, these were all passed because usually the contracts of the various unions run from January 1 to December 31st. So as we get down into the new legislation, we'll see a lot of those are contract issues and had to be passed under the suspension of the rules so that as they take effect on January 1st. As far as second readings are concerned, we had two ordinances that will now move on to their third readings at our next council meeting in January. It was an emergency ordinance to make appropriations for current expenses and expenditures for the City of St. Mary's during the fiscal year ending December 31st of 2026. Obviously, that is our budget. So another one was an emergency ordinance authorizing the purchase of various materials, equipment, and services for the various departments within the City of St. Mary's. So those two will now move on to their third reading in our first council meeting in January. So we had some new resolutions, ordinances brought before council on their first reading. Of course, these were because of the timing and they take effect in January. One of them was the balancing of the budget of 2025, which the Ohio Revised Code says must be done. So we pretty much wait to the very end, if possible, to make sure that everything is taken care of so we can close the books on 2025. So that was brought before council as new legislation and tonight, and that was passed under the suspension of the rules. So some of the new legislation ordinances was an emergency ordinance amending ordinance 2025-02, which establishes the classifications, pay rates, fringe benefits, and other terms and conditions of employees relative to employees of the city represented by the Utility Workers Union of America, Local 552. Of course, as I mentioned, this was read under suspension because their contract takes effect on January 1st. Also, an emergency ordinance authorizing the Director of Public Service and Safety to advertise for bids on certain lots owned by the City of St. Mary's. The city has a couple of lots that they want to sell. So obviously that has to go before council, and it was passed under the suspension of the rules. So we can start putting out our bid notifications and notifications for that. Also, we had an ordinance setting forth the rates of pay and providing for certain fringe benefits for the City of St. Mary's employees, fire, and EMS personnel. And again, their contract takes place or starts on January 1st, so we had to suspend the rules on that, so that would comply for and take effect January 1. Also, we had an ordinance to adopt a cybersecurity program and declare this as an emergency. Of course, this has to do with the passage of House Bill 96, which states that all municipalities must have in place a plan of action to deal with cybersecurity programmings and to take care of their infrastructure. Of course, our IT administrator, Kim Ryer, was on hand to discuss that and what's taking place and how we're dealing with this and moving forward. And I think as far as our cybersecurity program, I think we're in pretty good hands. Also, we had a ordinance to roll over a note in reference to the building in the amount of $1.65 million. Of course, this is just something, it's a payment on the new building. Of course, we're not able to pay that off. So what we do is we take that note and we roll it over. And so that's what that ordinance will take effect to do. Also, we had an emergency ordinance to transfer some funds to the swimming pool. Of course, our swimming pool provides a lot of activity in the summer for families and a lot of kids, and you know, so it costs a lot to operate that, and so we had to move some transfer some funds to the swimming pool, so to balance out the books as far as the swimming pool is concerned. And then the actual balancing of the books for 2025 was an ordinance 2025-39 to make appropriations for current expenses and expenditures for the City of St. Mary's during the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2025. And of course, as I mentioned, the Ohio Revised Code states that all municipalities must have a balanced budget at the end of their year. And also we had a resolution approving additions and deletions to the classification plan of the City of St. Mary's. So basically what this is doing is that they're kind of making some name changes or department head changes as far as their name is concerned, you know, like taking away of superintendents or supervisors, or maybe being a foreman, reclassifying them as supervisors, things like that in the water and wastewater department. So that was all done. And obviously, that was in conjunction again with a union contract, which would take place January 1. So that's what took place on the final council meeting. A lot of activity took place, but we got her done, and that closes us out for 2025. I would like to wish everybody a happy, blessed, and safe new year, and go Bucks.